Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Minnesota sports fans, we know all too well how it feels to sign up for a lifetime of purple pain. Welcome to Before We Die with Jesse and Thor on Purple Daily and Score North.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. It's a tough Monday because it's the first Monday back after an incredibly long weekend. My body itself, you guys, is happy that we're kind of back into a routine, you know, a little bit, just a smidge. Love me some Thanksgiving, everything that comes with it. Mostly love that a Vikings win came with this Thanksgiving. We discussed that last Friday. But here on Purple Dailies Before We Die, Score North Monday episode, we get to look ahead. I'm Jesse Pierce, normally of NHL.com, covering the Minnesota Wild, but all up on that purple bandwagon. Love me some Minnesota Vikings. Let's go. He's Thor Nystrom, always bringing the purple positivity. I love alliteration, in case you guys haven't figured that out yet. And over there, that's our producer, Ross Brendel. He is usually bringing the pain, but this year, Ross, no pain.
Not a lot of pain this year. Although, however, for back-to-back Before We Die podcast records, I seem to be podcasting from the shadows again, and I'm not quite sure as to why that's happening.
So. You merely adapted the dark. I was born in it. That is the worst bane I have ever done. Guys, impressions aren't my thing. I will continue to try them, but they're not my thing. But I will always give an A-plus effort.
We appreciate the effort is what we appreciate.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Let's talk a little Vikings football like we always do here on Purple Dailies Before We Die on Score North. Let's start with holiday gift giving. This is something that our dice producer Ross came up with. I love it. I'm all about it. I'm going to go cut down a tree, lumberjack style, after this. So I'm in the holiday spirit, ladies and gents. Between now and New Year's, what gift can the Minnesota Vikings deliver to you? Ross, since this was your idea, why don't you kick us off and explain kind of the parameters you've set for the Vikings gift giving?
Yeah, there really are no parameters. Other than the gift needs to be given between now and the first of the year. So you can't say X amount of playoff wins. You can't say win the Super Bowl before we die. It's the holiday gift giving season. Now, as we record this on Cyber Monday, all the way through the end of the year. Mine is very simple, and these can be anything. And if you're watching on YouTube, I want you to comment what the Vikings can give you. It can be as simple as they can give you a nice couple $100 Justin Jefferson jersey. They can
mine right away, right off the bat.
I'm sorry. They can give you free tickets to a game. They can fly you somewhere. It can be anything. Mine, however, par for the course as the special teams whisperer, will stay on the field. My gift request from the Minnesota Vikings this holiday gift giving season is no missed extra points. I would say for the remainder of the season, but I can't say that because I can only go through December 31st and the gift giving season. So essentially, no missed extra points in the month of December. That is the gift that the Minnesota Vikings can give me. And guess what? I'm fairly confident. I think it might actually happen.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, if I might say so myself, Ross.
Is that another impression from Vacation?
Possibly. That's the gift I'm here all day, baby. That's a beaut, Clark. I tweeted that to somebody and they were like, who's Clark? And I'm like, oh, that's sad. That's a shame. That is just a shame. Thor, what gift would you like the Minnesota Vikings to give you between now and the start of 2023?
Well, I was one of them kids that could never just ask for one thing. I got a couple.
That does not surprise me at all, right?
Well, I want Darius.
Time out. Can I make a request on behalf of Thor? I think I can, right? It was my idea.
You can just speak for me. Go ahead.
I
should we just mute him the rest of the episode?
Yeah, I think
Ross
myself
can just do my part.
We'll let the listener in here a little bit. Every podcast record, we have to remind Thor what time we're recording. Even though
only the ones when they try to change the time, Zebby.
even though 80 to 90% of the time we always record these at the same times on Mondays and Thursdays, he never remembers. I think the Minnesota Vikings can send Thor a really nice watch or day planner. That's that's what I hope for.
Zing!
Can I proceed now?
Go ahead.
Okay. Christian Darrisaw getting healthy. Cam Dantzler getting healthy. I want the Andrew Booth being officially put on IR so he can't get back on the field this year. I want Odell Beckham Jr. signed. I want Greg Joseph released. And then the last thing, you know, when the team is good, it seems like every time that they're really good, you get like the song. Remember like the last time like Prince put out like a song that year when they lost to the Saints, I think it was.
No songs this year.
The Prince song was really bad, but I actually like that song. I mean, the rest of Prince's catalog, of course, fabulous. But I actually like the songs. I don't know. Can we get like atmosphere on this? Can we get,
yes.
I don't know. Is there someone out there, you know, Minnesota Tides, of course, is what we need. But we have to have someone do like a
Young Gravy song. Or, is it Young Gravy from Minnesota?
Young Gravy, maybe.
Lizzo spent some time here.
Lizzo. I like the atmosphere take, though.
Soul Asylum.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Run away, NFC North, never come back.
Bob Dylan, he's still with us.
You know who else is from Minnesota? Adam Thielen. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, also, he does.
Also from Minnesota. Fun fact.
Don't songs just get us in trouble, Thor? Anytime we get a song, the team immediately loses. But
this team is different than the other teams. I feel like.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, this,
it's different this time. It's different.
Since Thor gave a very large list, I feel like Santa would push you down the slide with his boot and say, ho, 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 how about a football? If you guys get that Christmas reference.
I got that one.
Thank you.
I am Peter Billingsley.
This is true. My gift that I would like from the Minnesota Vikings, selfishly, I would just take a Justin Jefferson jersey. That's just for me, my own personal wear and tear. I love my Chris Carter jersey, love my Randy Ma jersey, but I think a Justin Jefferson would really just kind of complete that set, if you will. So why don't we get on that, Minnesota Vikings? The other one I would like the Minnesota Vikings to clinch the NFC North this coming weekend. So that's a quick gift, quick turnaround. That's all right. Get going, because I believe it can be done this Sunday. If things go right, they would be just the seventh team, you guys, to do so with five games left in the season. I want to see it. Do you guys think it's feasible, or are we going to see that this weekend?
Wait, I thought the Vikings clinched when Christian Watson dropped that pass in the opener.
Oh, wow. Hey, he made up for that from Jordan Love yesterday, though.
The Jordan Love, the Christian Watson connection. I'm so excited for the Packers fans to watch that over the next five
I'm going
years.
To reiterate, not a Packers fan, but that was nice. That was a football appreciation mention.
It's really exciting for watching that for the Packers fan, watching the 4-17 play out the string with Jordan Love and Christian Watson. Now that it doesn't matter, he's catching the balls. It must be fun for those guys.
Since you mention it, Thor, let's talk about, since we didn't have any Minnesota Vikings football to watch on Sunday because they got their victory done Thursday and feasted on some turkey legs, as we discussed last week. You got to watch the Green Bay Packers lose, which is always fun. However, it comes with a bittersweet taste, right? Because a victory over the Philadelphia Eagles would have helped the Vikings. Now, were you cheering a little bit for Green Bay just to sneak one out? How do we address this? How are we supposed to appropriately address this, you guys, as Vikings fans, as Vikings faithful? What was the right approach yesterday? Did you take the right approach? How are we feeling today?
No, I was definitely rooting for the Packers. Like the first time ever that I was rooting for the Packers, and you seen how that went. I mean, they were competitive. It was very unnatural for me. It was about the most unnatural act I've ever done, but I gave it the old college try. They were in the thing. But yeah, it's not something I want to make a habit of course, but yeah, I mean, they choked, they couldn't end up doing it. And then all the Packer fans were screaming at their defensive coordinator that they want to hire the Wisconsin coach who just got stabbed in the back because Wisconsin hired Luke Fickell. This Jim Leonard guy, everybody thought he was going to get the job, but then they figured out they could hire Luke Fickell, so they shoved Leonard out the door. Now the Packer fans want to hire that guy as the defensive coordinator.
It's almost like he got axed, if you will.
Oh, roll the box, Yamago, Jesse Pierce.
But yeah, that was a tough one. They fell just short, but yeah, the Vikes are still a game back, so that's tough to see.
I think, again, a couple ways to look at it. One, Green Bay hadn't technically been eliminated from the playoffs yet. And if you're like me and live in a world of doom and gloom, you always think, well, the Packers will win today, then they won't win or they won't lose the rest of the year, and they'll go on to win the Super Bowl. So anytime you can get Green Bay to lose, that's a great day. It would have been nice to get their help, but it was the classic game. You win no matter what, right? They win, they help you out. Now suddenly you draw. Aside from the tiebreaker, you draw even with the Eagles, or they lose and Packers fans continue to be miserable. Win-win.
This is true.
I'm happy no matter what.
I'll take it. I'll take those W's. As you'd mentioned, the Vikings trail the Eagles for that number one seed by one game. The Eagles also have the tiebreaker. If Dallas ties and passes the Eagles, the Cowboys also have the tiebreaker over the Vikings. But are we locking in Minnesota as that number two seed? They would face the Washington Commanders. Taylor Heineke. 6-1 in 7 starts, ladies and gentlemen. Taylor doing well, slinging the ball. I made this comment to some friends over the weekend. That Vikings win over Washington now looks even better than it did then, right? I think there were still so many looming questions, so many people still not ready to give the Vikings credit. But I think you look back at that and it's like, all right, see, that's even more legitimizing to Minnesota having beat the Commies back when they did and in the manner that they did as well.
1,000%. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Vikings went in there and beat them. And like you said, they've won 6 in a row. And one of those wins that the Commies had was at Philadelphia the week after they turned around. So yeah, winning 6-7 and the Vikings was the one that they dropped. I totally agree. And now it seems like the Commies are going to be one of those 7 playoff teams and maybe we'll lock up again. And hopefully Christian Darrisaw is 100%. Cause obviously that Washington defensive front is nasty.
Yeah, I don't think any team really, they'll tell you that they don't want to pick their opponent, but I think when you look around, sometimes you do want to pick your opponent. I think the Vikings would be very happy if they got the Commies coming to US Bank Stadium to open the playoffs when you look at what the other options are. And when you start to do the math, the Minnesota Vikings, of course, sitting now with what, just the 2 losses, and they have 9 overall wins. So you got what, quick math here. I'm a Lakeville grad. That's 11. You got 6 games left, 5 games left, 6 games left.
Yeah. 5. 6. 5.
I love that you guys are both 17.
No,
I love that you guys are.
I was just nodding.
Yeah. I love that you're both looking at me like, I don't know. I can't do math either.
Well, so no, because I was trying to, yeah, it would be 5. If yeah. Yep. Okay. Continue.
You start doing the math and you start to look around and you see where these other teams are. You're 2 games clear right now of the 49ers, who have 2 losses or 4 losses, and you only have 2. It's going to be really tough for the Niners to make up all that ground. The team in the South, whoever wins the South, is not going to make up all that ground. So it seems very logical if the Vikings get to Thor's number of 12-5 or better, they're almost assuredly going to be the number 2 seed. And even though that no longer comes with a bye, it does come with a guaranteed 2 home games before you even have to think about leaving US Bank Stadium. If you do leave US Bank Stadium, it's to go take on an opponent you should be a little bit familiar with and know the environment, because you've played there earlier this year. A handful of players have already played an NFC Championship game in Philadelphia. Just looking at the math, it seems darn near impossible that the Minnesota Vikings won't be the number 2 seed, but I'll be the negative one of the group. This is the Minnesota Vikings, and by and large, I still expect some pain to show up at some point. But if I was a betting man, which I am mildly, I would put a lot on the Vikings being the number 2 seed. It just makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I would agree. Can we just reiterate again how bad the NFC South is? Like, my God.
Yeah, I wish God. You were talking about picking the opponent. I wish, assuming the Vikings do get that number 2 seed, I wish we could, I would rather have the winner of that division instead of the Commies. The Commies, they're more dangerous than, who is it now, the Bucks or whatever? Don't they have a losing record?
Would you tempt fate, though, with Tom Brady in a controlled environment, or would you rather see Taylor Heineke?
I want to send Tom Brady into retirement and say, bye-bye, pal.
That's not happening. Tom's playing next year.
We're talking. Yeah. He's got nothing. He's got nothing left. The wife left him. No kid. You know,
he's got to play.
Football's all he's got.
I don't know. It's been a little tough this year.
He can still throw that football up over the mountains.
Sling that pigskin. How do you guys feel about the 49ers and where they're at? They've they're turned into that team again that nobody probably wants to face, right? And I got some worries about them, some concerns. I do love me some Jimmy G though too.
They're definitely rallying. You know, they've won four straight, and they obviously have all those offensive playmakers. I'm not afraid of that Jimmy G fella though. You know, he's homeless.
Not that
man.
Smile that. Wow. Suave smile.
You like Jimmy G for other reasons.
Yeah, 100%. Jesse, do you like Jimmy G the player, or do you just like Jimmy G the cardboard cutout that you have in your bedroom?
Well, I should put it back up here. I'd take it down just to hide my true love, but, you know, it's one day. I'd love for him to play here.
Here's the thing on the 49ers. I think they would be a very tough opponent. It's a offense that I think would cause a lot of teams troubles. I think it would especially cause the Vikings trouble. But again, I feel a lot better about the Vikings winning any game they don't have to leave US Bank Stadium, even though I still have a ton of questions about the defense. However, to Thor's point, when he asked for the holiday gift of health among 17 other things, if the Vikings can get healthier, I think that has a potential to be a great benefit to them. But yeah, I'm scared of the San Francisco 49ers. I don't love Jimmy G as a quarterback, but I do think he takes on probably way too much heat for a guy who was one good pass away from beating Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl and does have that experience of getting to a Super Bowl. So I do think there's a lot there to be scared of, but even at times you still see Jimmy G looking very pedestrian like, and maybe that's what he would look like in a playoff game at US Bank.
Him and their kicker, they endeared themselves to me. Was it last year, the year before, when they beat the Packers in the playoffs? And then after the game, the kicker said, "F the Packers," and then Jimmy G responded with "F the Packers," and they caught it on video.
You're a big Robbie Gould guy, and of course Robbie Gould spent all those years with the Chicago Bears, yes. So it makes sense that he would still harbor that hatred for the Green Bay Packers.
As we all do as well.
It happens. It happens. Yeah. Die, Packers, die. Sorry. We want to get to some comments from YouTube. We will look ahead to this Sunday's game for the Vikings coming up on Thursday's episode. But before we do that, before we get to Sunday, I think we should be sure to be stocked up on our beer, on our things, something that I failed to do last week. We had to make a trip to Wisconsin because things were closed, but everything's back open, you guys. We're here. Let's grab some beers.
Lake Ridge Liquors, Jesse, they're in our backyard. Had you been smart and had you been paying attention, Jesse, you would have been there to check out their huge local craft beer selection, including Before We Die from Surly. With over 1,000 wines in stock and that 40-foot-long wall of whiskey that includes a Lake Ridge exclusive barrel pick of Jefferson's Rye single barrel. Check this out. Only 4 barrels made it to the great state of Minnesota, the state that, of course, now holds the axe for a second straight year. They got one of them, and you're sure to find whatever you need or whatever you're looking for at Lake Ridge Liquors this holiday season. Conveniently located just 30 seconds off of 694 on Rice Street in Badness Heights. Great prices, great service, and locally owned and operated by Minnesota sports fans just like us. Mention Score North, sign up for their rewards program, and Lake Ridge Liquors. They'll spot you $5 in rewards on your next visit. That's free booze right there. How cool is that? That's Lake Ridge Liquors, just 30 seconds off of 694 on Rice Street. While you're there, get some of that Before We Die. Let's fire up these comments from YouTube, shall we?
Let's do it.
Comments from YouTube.
All right, I pulled 3 aside for you. I think some pretty fun and topical ones from YouTube. Thanks to those of you who consume this show on YouTube and put your comments. We appreciate them. Always feel free to comment. Tell us how great or how bad we are. Also, let us know what you want the Vikings to bring you for the holidays.
Just not me. Please feel free to only be nice to me. You can be mean to them. Just be nice to me. Yep. Thanks. Just wanted to get that out there. It's a simple request.
She has to put up with Thor and I. this one comes from C. Ruff. C. Ruff. Hopefully that last game against the Bears will be a rest the starters game if they don't get the first seed by then. It would be relaxing to just see them play without pressure. My question for you, and I think we'll all be like-minded here and with C. Ruff, what is the best-case scenario for the Minnesota Vikings in Week 17, and how would you, Jesse and Thor, approach Week 17 if the game really doesn't matter?
Make sure you can practice your field goals the whole time. Just don't even, win by just simply field goals. I don't even need a touchdown.
What if the Vikings in Week 17, and then we'll get to Thor's response, what if they just send Greg Joseph out there every time on third down from inside of 40 yards? And say,
right.
Go kick.
Just use it as practice. Like I said, the Vikings are going to clinch the North by beating the Jets, with the Lions losing or tying to the Jaguars this Sunday. It'll be in the bag. Everything will be set. So by the time you get there, just let Greg the leg get that practice in.
Thor? Well, it's exceedingly unlikely that they would have the number one seed locked up before then, because you have the Vikings and the Eagles have five games before then. The Vikings would have to be two games up on the Eagles before then. So they'd have to be 5-0, and the Eagles would have to go, 3-2 or whatever to even be tied by then. You know, it'd have to be better. So more likely scenario is that the Vikings are locked into the two seed heading into the last week. And yes, in that scenario, I absolutely would rest the starters, because then you'd have a game the next week. In the one seed, I would actually play the starters in the first half, because you have the bye the next week, right? And I don't see the need to, for two straight weeks, to have the, like, I wouldn't want byes two straight weeks. I give them light work in one of the halves. But with the game the next week, if you're for sure locked into that two seed, no, the outcome literally does not matter. I'm resting the starters, give the backups time. And then also Chicago, who you're playing, I don't care if Chicago wins that game, because then they're going to get worse draft positioning, they're going to pick lower in the first round. So
I'm with Thor here. If this game means absolutely nothing, all kidding aside, there's really no reason to play anybody of significance when we get to week 17, but this is the NFL, which stands for not for long, or the no fun league, depending on which player you ask. We'll find out in time how important or not important week 17 is. Comment from Bo Bunnell. Everyone is downplaying that Cowboys loss. It's another team in the conference that looks like they will be there in the end that would hold a direct tiebreaker on us. If Philly falls off and Dallas ascends and we wind up tied with them, Dallas gets home field, which we've pretty much covered. And I appreciate the comment from Bo. I would say this. Yes, I think the topic from this show a week or two ago was basically burn the tape and move on. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that means we were downplaying the Dallas game. Jesse and Thor, are you downplaying the Dallas game?
Literally no one was down. Everyone is overblowing the Dallas result. I'm not sure who Bo is talking about, the people in his close circle, but certainly the national media and a sect of the media around here was the way they were regarding that game and espousing about that game was the results of the Vikings before that game and the results of the Vikings after that game does not matter because of what happened in the 60 minutes inside of that. I'd never heard in any other football game talked about in the way that the Vikings Cowboys game was talked about. Point to another singular football game where the media has regarded a result like that, where the games before didn't matter. And if the team goes on and wins the championship, it doesn't matter either, because they got embarrassed in one game. I'm not sure who Bo is talking about, but that nothing I read was that response. So I don't know how to respond to that.
I think I understand where he's coming from, because as Ross had said, we did move so quickly past it. We didn't focus on every negative that there was in that game, because there were a lot. Let's not forget. It was an atrocious, atrocious game, right? Like, there were quite a few, but we did move kind of quickly. We said, yes, it sucked.
Well, because there was a Thursday game, right?
Because there was a Thursday game. Yeah. So I feel like that's probably where Bo's coming from, because in that sense, he's right. We did. We completely downplayed it for respect for Thursday's game. Now, that being said, I don't think
we downplayed it, though. I mean,
that's what that word means, you know, when you just kind of don't discuss it in depth, right? You downplay things.
Well,
I have an Iowa State education, so I don't know, but
I think the game was so off the rails and so poor.
I think I called it pathetic over and over and over again and said every single part of the team was pathetic. The whole thing was embarrassing. Like, I'm not sure how that's downplaying.
I think a game like that, it's really tough for us to offer up much that's going to be acceptable, other than the fact that, believe me, the players know and the coaching staff knows that things will have to be a lot different if and when they see Dallas in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And they're well aware of that. I'm not downplaying it. Exactly what Bo said. It's frustrating to know that if for some reason Philadelphia comes back to the pack with their shockingly very, very easy schedule playing a bunch of D2 college football teams from here on out, that you won't be able to pass Dallas more than likely. That is frustrating, but there's honestly, at this point, there's not a lot that you can do about it. You can only focus on getting better against who you have on your schedule and play who you play when you get to them and hope that the next time around you have made a bazillion adjustments and you perhaps come a bit more prepared to play, so Dallas doesn't sweep you right off the turf at US Bank Stadium. Time for one more.
Well, go listen to my rant the day after the Dallas game about Ed Donatell. My doctor is still trying to get my blood pressure down.
I love it when Jesse and Thor spar a little bit. I think
you gotta do it.
Jesse giving Thor the Webster Dictionary definition of downplaying is a top five highlight of this show. Final question from YouTube. This comes from Ty Cox. Unfortunately for this crew, he's talking about you two and myself.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately for this crew, they have attached themselves to the Score North narcissist.
Oh,
expose the narcissism, says Ty Cox. Jesse and Thor, are you narcissist?
Oh.
Or narcissists?
Narcissistic? Did my self-absorption get in the way of yours? I don't know.
Does he have any more context for the... Wait, the whole Score North is narcissistic?
I mean, you know what? Anybody that wants to watch themselves on video twice a week probably has a small sense of narcissism within them, right? Like, yeah. I'll throw that out there.
I'm going to guess Ty doesn't necessarily love all the content that Score North has put out over the years based off of that comment. And again, the name of this show is Before We Die. There is a bit of a high expectation. Purple Daily has said that the goal is to win a Super Bowl before we die. Yeah, you might have narcissism and perceived negativity from time to time. I'm sorry, like a lot of Vikings fans, I'm tired of going between 7-10 and 10-7 every year. So if that makes me a narcissist, fine, so be it.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to win championships.
What's this fella's name? Ty? Ty, I think it's more about our common interests. I assume that you're watching this because you're a Viking fan. We're Vikings fans. I don't know what the rest of it has to do with anything, but we're talking about the Vikings. Skull.
As Thor closes out every Before We Die. Skull, Jesse, baby. You a narcissist?
I mean, as my Bar Down Beauties partner has said a time or two before, I have more selfies than Chris Lindahl does billboards. So maybe I am. I don't know. I haven't quite figured out. No, I mean, I love our Purple Daily, guys. I love our Purple Daily content. I love that it expanded to include us in this Before We Die. And hopefully you guys have enjoyed it as much as we enjoy doing it, because it is, I think, we're just Vikings fans, like every one of you, you know, deep dive, have some fun with it. If you find it to be narcissistic, oops, sorry. That's, you know, we're just going to keep doing us, keep plugging away. But we appreciate
it. You know what I'm dying for, Jesse?
What? Do it.
I'm dying for a Kyler Murray update. Was he okay to you yesterday?
Obligatory fantasy football mention.
I waited so awkwardly long for you to play that tune. I was like, because I got zingers. Jesse, and I will refer to myself in the third person for this reason only because I am embarrassed of myself. Jesse forgot to set her lineup on Thursday. Jesse forgot to set her lineup on Sunday because I have just given up. I have just walked away from it. I was off to such a hot start and it has just fallen apart. I blame your Minnesota Wild because they played every single day this week. I had hockey on my mind. I apologize. It, you know, it hurts me. It hurts me deeply because there, I don't mind losing. That's a lie. I hate losing. However, I don't mind losing if I put the effort forth. I hate playing against anybody that doesn't set their lineup. I just cannot stand it. And I was that person, you guys. Like, give me the cone of shame because I am so sorry that I have let everyone down, but mostly myself.
Hold on.
Obligatory fantasy football mention.
I got to grab the cone of shame from Madison, Wisconsin, so I can get it for you. just 1 second.
So good.
In the words of Fake Billy Beane, a.k.a. Brad Pitt and Moneyball, I hate losing. In fact, I hate losing more than I even like winning.
God, that's such a good movie. I could word for word that movie. It's so good.
Here we go, kids.
Time now for the Before We Die crew to give us their Before We Dies.
I got an interesting one, an off the rails one, if you will, but still within the football realm. Before we die, I want to see Victor Viking fight another mascot. I don't know if maybe it's that weird Jaguar mascot we saw yesterday. I don't know if it's because I saw some college football mascots fighting each other. I just think Victor, he should go for it. You know what? I want to see him just take somebody down, really amp up. Maybe that's in week 17 when nothing else matters for the Vikings. It's mascot time, baby. Victor, let's do it. Do it for me. Just give me a little bit of sideline entertainment.
I'll go. Before we die.
There's no laugh. You guys didn't enjoy that? That wasn't entertaining?
I liked it. I'm actually, you know where I'm lost? I'm trying to think in my head because I saw the same highlight of the college mascots fighting. I, for the life of me, can't remember which two schools, though.
It was Sparky against
ASU.
And Arizona. Okay. I couldn't think of the Arizona one's name.
Wildcat.
I don't know what his name is.
Jesse, I like it. I'm a huge fan of mascots fighting.
I laughed in my head, Jesse.
I don't love a lot about the University of Wisconsin, but I do like that when the Badgers and Gophers get together, the mascots always stage some sort of fight. That's always mildly fun and entertaining.
You want to arrest people for fighting in St. Paul when you have that control. So it's
I'm saving my best take for the Bar Down Beauties podcast and arresting hockey players for disorderly conduct when they fight on the ice. Before we die, I'm really not sure which one. College football news, the Nebraska Cornhuskers hired Matt Rhule. The Wisconsin Badgers hired Luke Fickell. I think these are both really good hires.
Can I interject quickly first? Because Nebraska, actually, they won, I think, this weekend against a football team. Who was that? Thor, are you there?
Yeah, Thor, of course, having technical difficulties.
Suck it, Iowa!
I don't know which one it's going to be, but one of them will not last more than 3.5 seasons, and I'm going to bet that it's Matt Rhule just because Nebraska's just, at this point, and look, I lumped the Gophers into this too. I was talking with Declan Goff in the hallway this morning. Unless you're 10 programs, 120 other college football programs are all about the same. Nebraska has long since been out of that top 10 of premier college football programs. And I like Matt Rhule, but I don't think Matt Rhule's bringing that back. I loved Luke Fickell until about 36 hours ago, and now better dead than red, I can't stand him. But I think that's a phenomenal hire for Wisconsin. So I will go with, before I die, Matt Rhule will be fired within 3.5 seasons at Nebraska.
Well, Russ, you just teed me up, and I swear to God, I was going to go with this one either way. I'm going to get a little bit more aggressive than you did.
Okay.
Before I die, Luke Fickell is going one and done at Wisconsin and leaving for Ohio State when they fire Ryan Day. At the culmination of next year. Luke Fickell, of course, an alum of Ohio State. He coached there as an interim for 1 year after the whole shenanigans with Jim Tressel. And then Ohio State went the different direction. And so then Fickell went about his way, and then he eventually ended up at Cincinnati, was dominant at Cincinnati. And I agree with Ross. was an awesome home run grand slam hire. I'm shocked that Fickell ended up going to Wisconsin. He had turned down this procession of better jobs beforehand, might have even gotten offered more money at other schools. I don't know why he is now taking the Wisconsin job, but he is. But he might just be keeping that seat warm until Ryan Day gets fired. There's even people speculating that Ryan Day, maybe even now, is on the hot seat, or we'll see what happens. I don't think he's going to get fired like now. I think they're going to give him the one more year. But if Ohio State doesn't make the college football playoff next season, I think Ryan Day might be getting the heave-ho. And I think Luke Fickell is probably number one on their list when he is. Luke Fickell ain't turning down Columbus if they come calling.
Oh, I would love that, Thor. I would love
Would be so fabulous.
So take fabulous. Us home, Jesse.
Iowa lost to Nebraska. Anyway, that's going to do it for
No. I was feeling so good. I was on immaculate vibe time. And you had to do that. I was on Wisconsin hate immaculate vibes. And no. You had to break me down.
Hey, you know what? If we're all feeling bad about ourselves, if the Minnesota Golden Gophers would have not no-showed the Purdue game about 2 months ago, the Minnesota Golden Gophers would be heading to Indy to be the sacrificial lamb to the Michigan Wolverines.
Maybe Iowa and Minnesota should be happy that they don't have to get smacked around by Michigan this weekend. Honestly, we should just feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Get healthy and get ready for your also ran bowl game.
Exactly.
All right. Again, you guys, this is Purple Dailies Before We Die on Score North, bringing you content Monday and Thursdays each and every week. We love it. We love interacting with you guys, engaging with you guys. So be sure to drop some comments below. Let us know what you think now that we are about halfway through this thing. We like it. We're enjoying it, but always love to hear from you guys and how you are viewing, consuming the show. Also drop down what you want the Minnesota Vikings to give you between now and New Year's Day as part of the Vikings giving back. Just kidding. I just made that up. Maybe they take it upon themselves to actually do that. Who knows? We'll see. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Go Vikings.
Skull Vikings, and at least Iowa and Minnesota are making a bowl game, Jesse.
Hennepin.